Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa 11 oras ng 11 araw ng 11 buwan bawat taon, sa loob ng 1 minuto'y binibigyang pugay at kinikilala ang sakripisyo at mga buhay na inialay ng mga sundalo upang ipagtanggol ang kalayaan ng bansa mula sa lahat ng digmaan. Maraming taon ang nakalipas mula unang digmaang pandaigdig. Sinundan nito ng 2 digmaang pandaigdig at ilang pang mga kaguluhan at digmaan sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo. Iisa lamang ang nasisiguro sa bawat pagtatapos ng putukan at labanan. Di pa tapos ang laban para sa maraming mga sundalo. Marami sa kanila'y inuuwi ang di magandang karanasan at alaala. Nakilala bilang post-traumatic stress syndrome o PTSD. Isa sa mga nagbalik na veterano ay si Andy Firmo. Nagsilbi sa ilang digmaan kasamang 2 ulit na deployment sa Afghanistan noong taong 2007 at 2009. Nakaligtas at nakauwi mula sa pagbomba sa Afghanistan. Ngunit naiuwi rin niya ang mga masasama't traumatic na karanasan. Siya ay na-medically discharged noong taong 2010 at na-diagnose ng post-traumatic stress syndrome o PTSD. Di anya naging madali ang buhay matapos ang digmaan.
For me, adjusting back to everyday life was quite difficult because I'd lost my purpose through my medical discharge. So my career was cut a little bit short and I wasn't quite ready. So the first couple of years, I found it really difficult because I didn't have that purpose and I was still really trying to deal with my mental health issues and get some sort of self-care plan in order. So it took a couple of years and that was the difficulty trying to adjust.
Ayon sa datos mula Department of Veterans Affairs noong taong 2017, mayroong mahigit 300,000 Australian veterans at sa bilang na ito, mahigit 50% lamang ang nakatanggap ng mga benepisyo para sa kanilang serbisyo at pagpapagamot. At dahil dito, mahalaga ang ilang mga pagsisikap upang matulungan ang mga veteranong may pagpatuloy ang kanilang buhay at mabuhay ng maayos. Ayon kay Andy Firmo, mahalagang may pagpatuloy ang mga talakayan at pagsisikap na mapabuti ang kalusugan di lamang sa pisikal na anyo, kasama na rin ang kalusugan ng pag-iisip at emosyon.
I think that the conversation is so important because what we saw in 2017 is that there was 53,000 veterans that had been diagnosed with some sort of mental health issue. Now, not all of those veterans get to qualify for treatment. So some of the proceeds from Classics for a Cause help out with some of the medical programs that are coming out shortly. But from a personal viewpoint as well, I think that it destigmatizes the conversation of mental health as a bad thing. I think it's more about an injury that can be recovered, but at the same time, it can be prone and susceptible to being recurred based on situation and triggers that might happen.
At maaaring may hatid ang mahalagang tulong na yan, partikular sa mga organisasyon na tumutulong sa mga veterano.
Oh, Australians could go to a number of spots to show support for their veterans by contributing to the Classics for a Cause giveaways. The funds that are raised from that go directly back to veterans, as well as supporting charitable causes like invisibleinjuries.org.au and donate directly through that channel.
Sa araw na ito, Remembrance Day, mahalagang kilalanin ang kanilang mga serbisyo, sakripisyo at paghihirap para sa ating kalayaan.
I think it's really important to take the time to remember our veterans each year because it gives us that moment to reflect back on the sacrifices that they've given in current and past conflicts. And it allows us to be able to also take that time to be respectful in what they've done for the country.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.